Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey man, now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey man, what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Hey man, how was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey man, what do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
It is Wednesday. We are joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero, your home roofing team, Century Roofing. Female-based, KC-owned, Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com. Matt, we just did a segment because it's National Cheeseburger Day. I figured to start off with a pretty fun question. Three ingredients to build your cheeseburger. You don't have to count cheese, but you can let us know what kind of cheese. But what are the three ingredients that go on that, Daddy?
Oh, wow. Ketchup, mustard, pickles.
That's it, huh?
Okay.
Wow.
You just said three.
Yeah. Wow. But those are the first three. That's a pretty simple burger. Mac picked ketchup, mayonnaise, and
tomato
as well. So okay. I went bacon and grilled onions and ketchup. So I'm a little fatter than you, though. What's your fourth ingredient?
That would be it. I like plain burgers. Mm. I can't eat them as much as I used to, but I would go with. Keep it simple.
All right. That's fair.
You go with a simple cheese, too, like a cheddar American, or you get a little funky with the cheese?
I like Swiss.
Mm. Yeah, Swiss is a good one, but I will tell you the secret is on the Blackstone, you put a little Munster cheese on there, and it melts around the burger, and it creates like a cheese blanket for your burger.
Okay.
Cheese blanket. I don't think I've ever heard that term used in any context.
The
before.
Only thing we've partaken in today is coffee, I promise.
Yeah.
Cheese blanket. I'll have to work that into some other kind of terminology somewhere.
Well, go cheese. Work that into your pregame press conference somehow today, all right? Say, just work it in and go, it's like a cheese blanket on a burger, man. And this have everybody go, what the hell is going on here?
Go put a cheese blanket on Scoobal tonight.
Yeah, do that, right?
Yeah, there we go.
All right. I mean, you got him tonight. I think this is a win for you guys because you always seemingly hit the good pitchers well and whatnot. But the last couple of nights, pretty tough for you guys. You know, the leads that you had on Monday night, and then last night was just tough to get that runner in scoring position. What's kind of going on right now? A lot of pressing going on with only 10 games to go?
I don't think so. I mean, like you mentioned, we get out to the lead the other night. You know, the Tigers have been playing well. We knew that coming into it. We knew they've been pitching extremely well. So to get out to the lead on Monday was great. But you got to give them credit. They put up really good at-bats throughout the game. I mean, get Lugo out of there. They put up good at-bats against Sam Long. We knew it was not going to be an easy series. They've been playing well. And then yesterday, you know, pretty classic back and forth pitcher's duel. I mean, Reagan's pitched great. You know, we had our opportunities and just couldn't capitalize. And, you know, I brought it up last night. You know, Renfro crushes that ball to center. If that ball gets over Meadows' head, I think we're talking about a whole different game. But when you win, those things go your way. And when you don't, they tend not to. And we got to figure out a way to be one run better when those things happen.
Yeah, we were talking about that Meadows play all morning long and you know, his at-bat late in the game as well. It was just a good night for him. What's it like when you see a guy make a play like that? Do you feel the emotional drain when you're like, there we go? Oh, no, he made the play.
Yeah, I think a little bit, sure. I mean, especially when your runs have been hard to come by, and Renfro really put a good swing on that ball, especially he got our first hit the ball hard the other way. I know he's been working hard to get himself back on track, and that was a really good swing on a really tough pitch. I mean, Mize had way more velo than he's had recently, so, you know, an upper 90s fastball, you get on top of it and hit it that well, you'd like to be rewarded for it, but that's baseball, that's the big leagues, and those guys are trying to make great plays, and he's a super athletic outfielder, so that was certainly a big difference in the game.
Matt, last night it kind of was obvious to me that Detroit knows who the MVP of baseball is and Bobby Witt Jr. Did you get the sense that they were just like, we're done pitching to him after that grand slam on Monday night? Because three straight walks for his at-bats to start, I guess, the entire game and then obviously the extra inning. But looked like they're just like, we're not letting this guy swing the bat against us?
Well, I mean, at certain points in the game, I'm sure they know, you know, we're going to be a little more careful when he's hitting. But, you know, later in the game, you know, 10th inning, he's up there as the tying run. They came right after him. They're going to make him hit tough pitches. We know that. But that's not unique to the Tigers. You know, every team's going to do that. But, you know, in his case, he was able to take those walks. He got into scoring position earlier in the game with the stolen base, you know, which is part of the reason that he is so dynamic and such a threat to everybody, because if you walk him, you're looking at the likelihood of a double. But, you know, that's another thing these guys do well. They hold runners well. Their catchers throw extremely well. So they have a lot of ways they can beat you.
Talking with Matt Quatrero here on 96.5 The Fan. And, you know, if you were managing against the Royals, what would you do with Bobby Witt?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to know the game situations. I mean, there's no one player that's ever going to – well, I shouldn't say ever, but, you know, you're not going to just go up there and intentionally walk guys – throughout the entire course of the game normally. So, but, you know, pitching them like they are, you know, making them hit tough pitches, trying to work the corners. If they get a strike call, maybe they go to work a little bit more. I mean, that's what you encounter guys that are hot, whether it's the Aaron Judges or Mike Trouts or those kinds of guys that garner that kind of respect. I mean, you have to be aware of where they are in the order and what the game situations are.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever in a dugout with Bonds up at the plate? Because I remember, like, he would come up and Showalter's like, I don't care if bases are loaded, I'm walking this guy. Like, have you ever had to be in a dugout, or I guess probably a pregame meeting, you know, with somebody that you knew was so dynamic and you're all sitting around going, what the hell do we do to this guy? And somebody goes, just walk him, screw it, don't let him swing the bat and beat us. Like, have you had that approach where you've had to sit in a dugout and face somebody to the level of Bobby Witt before?
Well, I mean, I know I was not involved in the decision-making stuff, but the early part of my coaching career when I was with Cleveland and Miguel Cabrera was still at the height of his, you know, superstardom hitting-wise, you know, 10, 11 years ago, he certainly drummed up those conversations. I know watching from afar, you know, I was a minor league coach with the Rays, but that's the kind of treatment that Joe Maddon used to had given at least once or twice to Josh Hamilton in his prime. You know, and, you know, we've had discussions about those kinds of things with Otani over the years and when I was with the Rays, but you know, nothing to the extent of like what I saw as how Bonds was treated.
When you I forgot what I was going to say, I'm sorry about that, but I was going to talk about, oh yeah, Alec Marsh goes today. 5 innings, 11 strikeouts against Pittsburgh last Friday. What was working so well for Marsh, and what do you want to see out of that tonight?
He had a really good curveball the other night. He got a ton of swing and miss, ton of chase on his curveball, you know, which has always been a good pitch for him. You know, he'll need that again tonight, the heavily left-handed lineup. But he just, you know, he's got to be on the attack. He's got to make them earn it. We've seen them put really good at-bats together these couple days. If you issue free passes, that's where they'll – there'll be trouble probably, but he has certainly has the stuff to compete with any lineup, as we've seen in a lot of his starts this year. It's just a matter of being ahead in the count.
The general goes down the other night, and it's another injury, you know, to your bullpen. It doesn't feel like it's going to be long from, you know, everything we've heard about that. What is kind of his standing right now?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, good. You know, he it was a mild sprain of the ligament, which, you know, I think, to be honest, I think most pitchers deal with something almost all the time. It just, whether it raises to the level of being able to go out there at close to your best or not. And, you know, we were also at a spot where the previous 4 days, the starters had gone five or right around five all 4 days. And so our bullpen had been worked pretty hard. You know, this is probably the kind of thing that Mac, maybe if he had sat 5 to 7 days, you know, could have avoided possibly an IL stint, but that was a big risk. And I think we were also, let's do what's right by him for the longevity of his career. And I don't think he believed he could have gone out there and competed at his accustomed level. So I don't think it's long-term, like you said, but I think it was the right thing to do.
All right. Before we let you get out of here, let's figure out if you know random baseball players from the late 80s and early 90s. All right.
All right.
Here's one. I think this is pretty easy for you. Let's see. I have a 1992 Topps with Greg Swindell on it. Greg Ooh. Swindell.
92. Cleveland.
You got Ooh. It.
All right. That's it.
Are we done? Right, we're done. Let's end on a high note. Yep. And because
I got the first one last week, and then you gave me the quote-unquote easy one, and I botched it.
Exactly. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm pulling rank here, Matt. He's done. You're done.
I'm done. That's good sign for tonight, though. Yep. You got Scooble going against you. I don't care that people think he's a good pitcher. You're going to go out there. You're going to tattoo him. You're going to put up 10 runs tonight. All right? Mark
Let's
it.
Do it.
Yeah, way to put a cheese blanket on that baseball card.
That's right.
Go get him, coach. Manager. Matt Cotrero just joined us. Yeah, Skip, manager, Matt. Hey, Matt. Just joined the show.
Good morning.
I want to get into a NIL deal offer on the other side, as well as other things involved with Kareem Hunt and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. We're all here with you.
We are. And you can watch us on X, on Twitch, on Facebook, on YouTube. We're streaming the show live today, maybe tomorrow, depending on how the cameras work and all. But do you follow Message Board Geniuses on X?
Definitely don't.
You should,
okay.
Because as we know, college fans are nuts, and their message boards are even nuttier, right? So this guy like compiles all the best like bizarro message board posts. This one from a Florida State fan: what if we find out the ACC sold our playbook to our opponents? These people are whacked out, man.
Well, there was that one minor league baseball player that was like selling signs,
he was doing that.
Yeah. Like what? Wait till you get to the big leagues and get that contract, man.
Yeah. Well, they make no money in the minor leagues. This guy's out here selling that kind of stuff. I know. It's crazy. But the Message Board Geniuses is a great follow if you're a sports fan.
Your laugh is priceless. I feel like you might like this from the Marshall head coach offering how to get Ohio State players to come to his school.
Okay.
We've got a tutor. I feel good about the track we're on. Trust me, I know where we are, but I feel good about the track we're on, and I feel good about the players we have. Would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State too, so if they want to transfer on down, we've got a tutor, Tutor's Biscuit NIL, all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tutor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day. If you transfer here. So, but yeah.
What the hell's a Tudor biscuit? Is that a restaurant out
sure.
there?
Like, it's a Lambert's roll.
You know? Have you Lambert's before?
No.
Okay.
I don't want someone
time.
To chuck me a roll. I'm good.
I respect throw green beans at your face.
It's original niche. I get it. It's cool. Shout out Lambert's.
I've been there one time back in the day. I think of I want to say it was 01 or 02 when we were covering KU in an RV and we stopped at Lambert's.
Now, if it's Texas Roadhouse and they're slinging those things, I might be going there more than once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are something else. Those little
they have like copycat recipes I see all the time for those online.
You can make cheddar biscuit, whatever, Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah,
at
they
your
sell
house.
The mix.
Yeah,
make it easy for
it doesn't
you.
Come out the same. It comes
never
out
for, does.
Nah, it's like oatmeal whenever I try to make it.
It's like getting a beer at a bar versus a beer at home, right? It's always colder and better at a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday's news, Kareem Hunt passed the physical test.
He
was signed to the practice squad, something you've been kind of following along and giving out as much information as you've been receiving. But again, practice squad, it's not, you know, it's not on an active roster yet. My guess is that it's probably either right before the bye game, which would be that Monday night New Orleans Saints game, or it's after the bye and then we'll see where he's evaluated. But right now, you'd think RB1 is Samaje Perine. You still have two more weeks without Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Mm-hmm.
And Kareem Hunt is on the practice squad.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt is on the practice squad. But the problem is that Kareem Hunt has really done no football activity since the season ended last year. You know, and that was with the Browns. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they made the playoffs last year. I can't remember. They're useless.
The Browns?
Yeah,
they were there.
They were in the playoffs last year, or was it 2 years? Either way. Mm-hmm. So congrats. Oh, that's right. Their guy got coach of the year again. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so he hasn't played since early January, has done no football activity since early January, didn't have OTAs, didn't have training camp, you know, 31 other NFL teams didn't think he was worthy of, you know, being on a practice squad or anything. So is he going to play today and give you 10,000 yards? The answer to that question is probably no. But Carrington asked me yesterday when I was on with him, he goes, do you expect him to play this week? And I go, look, nothing will surprise me in the NFL. At this point, I would say no. But again, who knows what happens? Guy gets in there and all of a sudden, you know, things happen and they let him play on Sunday and he's promoted to the active roster. I don't think that's going to be the case, but that's kind of what your expectation needs to be for Kareem Hunt. I know sports fans love to look at names and go, oh my God, we got Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt was good about 6 years ago. Okay. He's not that same type of player like Odell Beckham Jr. seemingly every year, or when we got Soria back, you know, the second go around with the Royals wasn't obviously as good as that first go around. That happens. That's life. You know, we all get old and, you know, it sucks. But Kareem Hunt, expectation, have none. Have zero expectation for Kareem Hunt, and then you won't be disappointed. If you think Kareem Hunt's going to come in and this offense is going to be changed or he's going to be a focal point of that offense, then you have the wrong expectation, and then you will be let down. So it's all about the expectation you have for Kareem Hunt, and for my money, the expectation that I'm going to have for Kareem Hunt is nothing. I'm just going to forget that he's there, and if he ends up playing and does something good, then I consider that gravy on top, you know?
Do you think that's a better situation for him? Because I'm sure in his own mind, he's clouded with, oh my God, I'm back in Kansas City. I had to leap some hurdles and stuff to get, you know, the trust and everything with that. And I was in Cleveland, blah, blah, blah. I watched his team win Super Bowls. But like now your expectations are very low.
Very low.
And, you know, if you can, you know, be somewhat productive with this team, I don't know what his role will be eventually, but I assume like, with the update that we got from Pacheco, right? 6 weeks.
6 weeks
is the optimism.
6 weeks. Tampa week 9 is kind of the target date to bring him back.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Fractured fibula, lower area of the leg. He's a heavy runner. I mean that by like he runs like he's been bit or whatever it is.
Right.
However they described it last year. So I'll believe that when I see that. But by then you might have such a committee of guys where you might have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Kareem Hunt, and Samaje Perine, where in my perfect world of that is if each guy gets, I don't know, 6 offensive snaps each, you know, that's 18 snaps on offense at running back. I mean, I know there'll be more than that, like, obviously, but you think about how you, like, divvy that out between those guys, that could be a good combination moving forward as well.
I have no problem with a running back by committee. I know a lot of fantasy people have already, you know, reached out and friends of mine around the country. What are they going to do with the running back? Who should I take? Nobody. And so if you're desperate, right? But I think this is another week where we see this game revolutionize and the offense become different. I think this is a big week for Travis Kelce down in Atlanta. I think he goes down there to Tony Gonzalez's old stomping grounds, and I think this is the week they get him back involved in the offense. And I think that's now what you're going to have to do with the fact that you don't really know who your running back is for the next couple of weeks. You got to figure it out and do some different things. So I think this is the week that Travis Kelce breaks out. I know that the noise of everybody saying, oh, he's old and he's washed again, I think that's starting to bother them a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think this is going to be, you all right over there?
Yeah.
Knocked yourself out with the microphone.
I'm good.
And they saw it on the camera, which is even better.
Perfect.
Can we slow that down and rerun it later? later. but Travis Kelce, I think this is the week where he becomes big. But I also think the amount of playing time that Kareem Hunt's going to get is also predicated on, like, what does Perine do? What does, you know, Thor
Carson
do?
Steele,
you know,
yeah.
Like, how do these guys perform? If they perform good, then maybe there's no reason to bring Kareem Hunt up from the active roster. So just have no expectation. Forget that he's here. And let's see what this offense is going to do. And as Dusty's pointed out numerous times over the last couple of months, this offense has found different ways to win over the years. Every year it was something different evolving with this offense. So this is nothing for them. They'll figure it out. And probably Travis Kelce gets going this week.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 832, guys, CEH isn't coming back.
No, actually, they're expecting him in week five. They're expecting him to be back in week five, and they were pretty definitive about that from the people I've talked to around the league. They're pretty definitive he's going to come back in week five.
I didn't know if that was like somebody within connections.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you do know. Maybe that's CEH texting. I don't know where the 832 area. I think it's Texas, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong. But if you know where Clyde is, if you've got like a direct connection to him, and that's him or him texting in saying that, that's cool. But you don't know that he's not going to be back. I can tell you they're kind of planning on it.
I feel like that person missed his coffee today. In case you missed it, a blast from the past.
48 seconds remaining in the half. Atlanta has the ball at their own 25. Ran out of the shotgun. Fires it over the middle. Intercepted by Berry. He's at the 25. Eric Berry from Atlanta at the 15. The Atlanta fading 10. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. Born and bred in Atlanta, Georgia. And now he goes the distance on a giant mistake by Matty Ice Ryan, who gets thawed with the pick six near the end of the second quarter.
Was that Mitch with a little stank on the southern accent there? Yeah. Georgia?
And then there was this play where Matt Ryan was going for two. And
now the Falcons will go for two. Two receivers to the right and a tight end. Eldrick Robinson split in left. Devin Coleman is the running back. Now Ryan will throw. It's intercepted. This can be returned for two. This can be points for Kansas City. It would give Kansas City the lead. It's Eric Berry. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. It is a two-point conversion the other way for Kansas City. The first time in Chiefs history. The Chiefs have pulled it off. And the Chiefs lead 29-28. Eric Berry, who went through cancer treatments not far from here at Emory University, just picked off the Matt Ryan pass and returns it 102 yards for 2 points, and the Chiefs lead 29-28.
One of the greatest individual performances I've ever seen from a Chiefs player.
He was fantastic. He was fantastic that day. That was his moment.
Top three game I've been to.
Yeah, that was his moment of
arrival
and putting his stamp kind of on his career. I mean, that was kind of the end of his career, though. What was that, 16, 17?
2016.
2016, right? Yeah, that was about the
last time they've been in Atlanta, I believe, right?
Because in COVID they were here in 2020. We were at that game and there was nobody there. It was weird. Did you get to go to a game during COVID at all?
I didn't even want to.
It was bizarre. Like the whole, it didn't feel like, I don't know what it felt. It kind of felt like you were watching practice or something like that. It was really
like
weird.
A scrimmage.
Yeah. But it was nice. I mean, it was like going to a baseball game in and out and didn't have to worry about traffic and all that kind of stuff. I was like, that's not a bad situation, but
right.
I like the full stadium now. So that was the last time we played Atlanta. It was 2020, the Chiefs, I think, clinched that day, the division or whatever it was. And so that's the last time they played Atlanta. So yeah, it's very few and far between, but I think, you know, Eric Berry's, you know, kind of coming out party, finishing up his party, whatever that was an amazing day for him. It's really funny to me how athletes can do those kind of things when they really want to, right? Like, you knew that game was special for Eric Berry. And then he has, 8 points in the game by himself, and the Chiefs go on and win a football game, right? Without Eric Berry, they don't win that football game.
Some information regarding the Chiefs-Falcons game. You ready for this, boys? Owner Arthur Blank will be inducted into the Falcons Ring of Honor.
He's putting himself into the Ring of Honor?
It gets better. In the Falcons Ring of Honor this Sunday night, and he is giving all fans 2 free hot dogs, 2 bags of chips, an unlimited soda, and a souvenir cup. In preparation for the game, 100,000 hot dogs have been ordered.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
Dang, and they already have the cheapest concessions, too.
Right. They do, yeah. Except they have that Chick-fil-A standing there, which isn't open on Sunday, which is the dumbest thing ever.
So stupid.
Well, maybe they play Georgia Bulldog games there every once in a while.
Every once in a while,
that's
true.
Yeah.
Good point. That's pretty funny.
That's good, though.
Was Atlanta the stadium that was dropping from drones? They were dropping hot dogs? Or there was a
I think you're right.
Was it Atlanta?
I think you're right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
there was. Awesome.
I saw a scene earlier this year. It was like a preseason game, and they were just dropping hot dogs and parachutes out of drones.
Yeah, I think you were right about that.
Or they were up in the rafters just like, you know, throwing them down. I was like, man, just to just sit in your seat and catch a wiener.
So as usual, though, this game they're making is going to be the biggest game of their season. The
Falcons. Exactly. And they're amping it up.
Yep. They're amping
they're
it up.
They're probably also putting Arthur Blank in there just because, well, you know.
Who else?
Time.
Oh. Yeah, that's
it's running out, it appears. I mean, he looks like Tony Bennett before Tony Bennett was no longer Amore.
He looks like a villain in, like, DuckTales or something like that. Like, what's the cartoon where he looks like the villain in?
He looks like the final boss in a Scorsese movie.
He does look like that as well. He looks like he would wear a cape.
Looks like he should talk like this.
Yeah, exactly. Like he looks like a lot of different things.
How are you going into the Hall of Fame or the Ring of Honor? Everybody's going to get 2 hot dogs, 2 bag of chips, and a souvenir cup with unlimited soda.
Like really, that's like,
that's great.
You've seen Ego over the years, right? Inducting yourself into the Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. You think Clark Hunt would ever induct himself into the Ring of Honor and then give out free hot dogs to everybody?
No.
That
ain't happening.
No.
The guy still lives in a suite in a stadium that's been built in 1968.
Like, I just look at that and I go, come on, man. You're putting yourself in the ring? Like, Jerry hasn't done that yet, has he?
Well, they just built that stadium, so I don't know if it's...
But that ring came over from the old stadium.
He's probably going to wait till they get their first playoff game in there. I know they've had one, but like, I'm just saying a win, maybe.
Did Jerry put himself into that Ring of Honor?
Well, how do you not put yourself in if you're the owner?
I mean, that's a little much, don't you think?
Like, is Clark's kids or wife going to put him in? Like, how do you... You just don't go in if you're Clark Hunt? But then it's like, if you get a statue, do you give your own self a statue? Like, it's kind of like an impossible situation.
I'm trying to think of when I don't know when Lamar Hunt went into
was
the Ring of Honor.
Was he deceased or was he?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
One of the Kaufmans was, I think, was Eugene gone? But
Ewing,
but his wife was still alive when they gave the statue out front. Maybe I'm wrong on that too.
I don't know. I know he never wanted the stadium named after himself, but they did it anyway right before he died. They, meaning others, Jackson County Sports Commission or whoever, if Sports Authority did it.
They
name the stadium about him. What do you mean they never do what we want? You didn't want to call Kauffman Stadium?
No.
Why?
Call Royal Stadium.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, Ewing Kauffman was a pretty influential figure in Kansas City.
I understand that, but if he didn't want it to be named after him, give him his wish.
I see what you're saying.
You've got 19 minutes left of life. Guess what?
Yeah, we're going to call Kauffman Stadium after you.
Flatline.
Yeah. But, I'm glad that, Ewing Kauffman, of all people in Kansas City, should be... remembered. And he's one of the most important Kansas Cityans, not just because of the baseball thing, but how many kids he put through college and how many people work for, Merriam Labs that are walking around today in this town as millionaires because Ewing Kauffman took care of so many people and invested for them and did so much for so many people in Kansas City. Like that guy's one of the most important Kansas Cityans of all time. So yeah, Ewing, you didn't want the stadium named after you, but you deserve it. We're giving you the stadium name. I don't know when Lamar went in, and if Lamar put himself in, let's just say that he did. The man also founded the AFL. Yeah, I mean,
and the Super Bowl.
And the what has Arthur Blank done? Like he's found Home Depot. Like put yourself in the Hardware Hall of Fame. But like putting your team hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, but you're giving out 2 free hot dogs, 2 bags of chips, and an unlimited sodas with a souvenir cup.
Well, they do have the most legendary choke of all time.
They
do. So come on, that's Hall of Fame worthy.
That is Hall of Fame worthy from that standpoint. But it's not like he's an owner that won 4 Super Bowls and his kids are putting him in. He's kind of a nondescript owner.
Do you think his name in the Ring of Honor says Arthur and then there's a bottom line? And
it does, yeah. Yeah, it is. And Lamar's the only person who has a full name on the Ring of Honor and Arrowhead. He's, everybody else is like,
D. Thomas.
Yeah, right.
Ben
Which
Smith.
Fine. Lamar deserves his whole name. Like, without Lamar, we don't have the Chiefs. We don't have the NFL as it is today. I mean, it's crazy.
Do you think
crazy.
He'll say P. Mahomes?
I think he'll just say Pat.
Yeah. It just says GOAT.
15. Because, you know, once the new stadium comes, they'll have more room for the Ring of Honor, obviously, but we're starting to run out of space. There's a little bit left over there on the south side of that stadium. But yeah, now putting yourself in is weak.
But you're giving away two free hot dogs, two chips, and two and a free drink with.
And that's how you're trying to peddle it that way?
Do you think the souvenir cup is his face? Then we've got an issue. Do you think the Chiefs play blank space when they go play Atlanta this week?
They should.
All right, I'll see my way out. But also down memory lane, this was foreshadowing to what has been the greatest NFL career at the start.
Four-man rush. Mahomes holding it. Looks to throw it long. He's going to throw it long. Gunning it for Tyreek Hill on the near side. Tracks the ball. Caught it. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That was the preseason game of year one. And last year of Alex Smith and year one of Patrick Mahomes. And I remember that play because that's when preseason games mattered because you were wanting to see what he was going to do. And everyone had gone into the preseason being like, well, what is Tyreek's speed and Patrick Mahomes' arm going to be? Because all we got listening to you and Kling then was like, this guy has got a cannon and Tyreek Hill's fast. And when Patrick Mahomes takes over at quarterback, there's going to be some fun things to watch. And we got it there. In the dome against Atlanta in a preseason game, and everybody went, oh my God.
And that was all we saw.
And then that was it.
Until the Denver game at the end.
And then it was week 17 against Denver, and it was another foreshadowing moment where it was, all right, go out there, let's see what you can do. That's when Nagy was still the offensive coordinator, and Andy Reid was like, I think this week I'm going to call plays. I want to see what this car can do. And then he goes out there and plays a game. They lose the lead because Tyler Bray sucked. Mm-hmm. And then Andy's like, all right, two-minute drill. Let's see what you got. And Albert Wilson.
Name another wide receiver on that team.
DeMarcus Robinson.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill.
But yeah, Tyreek, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, do you know who led the team in running that day?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Tyler Bray.
No.
Anthony Sherman.
It was Anthony Sherman.
He was the running back.
Yeah, he was the running back because they didn't have
Luke Kuechly.
Kareem Hunt playing. Oh. Which I think that's the year Kareem Hunt led the league in rushing.
Yeah, and it would have been
2018
he was gone. Yeah, 2017 he led the league in rushing.
Yeah,
and it was his second year. His rookie year he did, and his second year he did.
Yeah,
yeah.
So here we are, all back together again. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt on the practice squad. Patrick
but it's
Mahomes.
Not the same Kareem
no.
Hunt.
No. Yeah, definitely not.
I still think he's good.
Funny because Kareem
so
Hunt,
good, Samaj, nobody else wanted him.
Kareem Hunt, Samaje Perine, 29 each. So is Patrick Mahomes, but yet there's such a difference in that age.
Because the running back age versus the quarterback age is night and day different,
but
man.
To be fair, I agree with you. Absolutely. 29 is 29. But he hasn't been starting for the last 6 years. You got to look at reps, too. Like, it's not like he's getting the rushing attempts that starting running backs are. He's a second string running back for the last 5 years. He doesn't have the tread on the tires that a CMC, name Dalvin Cook, name your guy Zeke. He doesn't have the tread on the tires like that. He hasn't gotten the carries.
It's fair.
But he hasn't made the most of the ones he had. You know, the last 2 years, he's under 4 yards a carry. If you're not getting the carries,
you
should have the to go further, right?
We come back, we revisit the poll question that we started the show off with, and we will end the show with it. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, and this is Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports and breaking news. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I want to get into...
Was there a storm coming?
No. Oh, God. I'll get into our poll question that we dropped earlier today on The
Those
Fan.
Those who know, right?
If you know, you know.
IYKYK?
Yep. And our poll question today from Fesco and myself was, which time slot do you like watching Chiefs games play the most? Is it noon? Is it 3:25 or is it 7:25? And as we wrap this show up and put a cheese blanket on it, noon is at 36.7%. 7:25 is at 14.6%. And 3:25 is the leading horse on the track at 48.8%. Wow. I've never felt so close to
our listeners with that result. That's 325 crazy. Is the money. It is the brioche of game time.
Yeah, brioche of game time at home. 12 o'clock at the stadium. 7 o'clock, never. But I understand some of the people who did text in, like, yeah, my kids go down, so I get to watch. Okay, I get that. I totally understand that. Being, you know, the old man that I am, I totally understand when the kids go down, it's a lot easier when they're that age. So I get the 7 o'clock from that standpoint.
Breaking news came out of the world of sports.
It did. Yeah, Woj retired, huh? Woj dropped his own bomb.
Bob came out of the studio. I was talking to Cody and Alex, and he comes out and he goes, Woj dropped his own bomb. I'm like, just like Arthur Blank dropped his own name.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of this going on, but no good for Woj, man. Like, you want to read his statement
again? I do. I'll just read one paragraph of it because I think this is the one that I think a lot of people, no matter what you do for a living, can definitely understand. I think Josh understood this as well. He said, this craft transformed my life, but I've decided to retire from ESPN in the news industry. I understand the commitment required in my role, and it's an investment I'm no longer driven to make. Time isn't an endless supply, and I want to spend mine in ways that are more personally meaningful. Like, if you can't, you know, relate to that, man, I don't know what you can relate to, because Woj is like, I'm done chasing around this crap, man. Time is, you know, ticking. I don't know how many more years I got on this earth, and I just want to spend it with the people I like. I don't really care about chasing a trade that the Charlotte Bobcats may make.
I wonder, and I was telling Mac this, I never know if he's, you know, watched, you know, certain movies that maybe we've all watched, but I wonder if Woj goes to, like, his local lake, wherever he lives, or, like, his local water hole, and looks at his phone one last time, his iPhone, and he just says, see ya, and just chucks it.
Tosses it?
Yeah.
He should.
I mean, the guy is whatever he... breaking sports person thrives to be. Like, Woj has never been, I don't think he's ever been hated. I don't think anybody's ever had a problem with Woj. Mm-hmm. I think Darren Revelle is probably, looks at Woj like he, like Dylan Raiola looks at Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you think so? Revelle, yeah. Okay.
Revelle wants to be such a dude like that, and he's
but
such
he's not
a
even
stealer.
Really involved anymore.
No, but he wants to be, yeah. But he just always stole things, and he just sucks. Adam Schefter is the Woj of the NFL, but again, I think more people would say, if you put... do you like Schefter or you know, Wojnarowski more? People mm-hmm. would be like, Woj, yeah. For sure. And, like, it's crazy to see that, you know, like, again, people would say, well, what's he going to do? It doesn't matter. The guy broke sports stories for the NBA for 30 years.
Mm, 37 years. That. Yeah.
And he just finally got to the point where he's like, NBA season's over. This is the dead time in the NBA. I'm done.
And, oh, hang on a second. He's got a new job.
Oh. So he's not retired?
Woj retired, and now he's agreed to become the general manager of men's basketball at St. Bonaventure.
Oh, okay. Well, where's St. Bonaventure?
It's in New York.
Oh.
Wait, really?
So he can't throw the phone in the water.
Yeah, he's now the GM of the Bonnies.
Is that what that's what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah, Passon just tweeted it. ESPN senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski has agreed to become the general manager of the men's basketball program at St. Bonaventure. He told ESPN the role includes name, image, and likeness allocation, recruiting, and supporting successful Bonnies.
I kind of think he's
Mark
be,
Schmidt.
I think he's going to be good at that.
As a GM?
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's the guy you send out to talk exactly. to the people to get in money. Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. In a related story, ESPN has hired Shams.
Oh, really?
No, but he walked away from his job earlier this year. He's no longer
he's not with
that,
FanDuel?
No, I thought that ended or something, or Stadium or something that he was with. I think okay. he walked away from. So maybe he knew that this was, well, I mean, you're an insider. You probably know this is coming anyway.
Yeah.
So that's a cool job, man. Being the GM of a college basketball team, you're basically, you know, out there greasing the palms and trying to get people to donate and do all that kind of stuff. That's a good guy to have in your back pocket. I like that move by St. Bonaventure, but you know, so Woj isn't technically retiring. He's going to coach tennis like
Josh
did.
He just can't have any sort of interaction with the job and be a general manager. You can't be an ESPN breaking news and insider and then be
right.
a GM of a college
probably
program.
Not.
Like I would that, assume that's why.
And I'm sure it's probably a full-time job anyway. Like, you don't want to do both. And there's probably a lot less stress being the GM of St. Bonaventure, you know, than there is worried about your phone buzzing at 3 a.m. because, you know, whoever from the NBA is texting you that the Houston Rockets have just signed a guy you never heard of, right? Like, so I understand where Woj is, you know, at his point in his career, 37 years, I've done this enough. The rat race is over. I need to relax a little bit more, spend more time with the people I love, and not follow NBA rumors about Golden State.
Also, Tom Brady has retired from announcing, and breaking news after that, he is now the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Cool. I like that. That'd be great. I could see that happening, too.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's definitely not going to happen. I think he actually likes being an announcer, and I think eventually football will eventually lose his interest in playing. You would hope.
Baltimore at Dallas is the game that Tom Brady is doing.
I figured it would be.
Yeah.
Now he's done three games this year, and two of them involved Dallas.
Yes.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully he's better this week.
Was he bad last week?
I thought he was bad.
People said he was better last week, and like he ripped a player, so like everybody's like, see, this is what he needs to be doing more of. I don't know. The first week that I watched him, again, it's only 1 week. It's hard to judge after 1 week. Nothing stood out. I was like, just a broadcaster to me.
A lot of blank space. No pun intended. Yeah. But
I will say, listening to Romo this past week, he was better.
Somebody else said that to me, too. Like, Romo seemed better.
The only thing he did that I didn't like was that he said Mahomes purposely threw the ball in the dirt to Travis Kelce. I was like, that's not true.
No, Burrow threw the ball purposely in the dirt and was a smart play. I don't know that Mahomes necessarily did that.
I was like, that's not true.
Look out, ground!
But he did.
You think the ground was hurt, Jim? Oh, that ground got spiked by Mahomes!
Romo did call, I think, three plays. At one point, he called two in a row. He was like, here's what's coming. He's like, they're going to push this guy out. Jamar Chase is going to come underneath. And that's exactly what happened.
See, that was what Romo was good at. Mm-hmm. And then he lost that for a while.
I don't need that, though.
Really?
I like it sometimes, but
you don't like spoilers?
Yeah. I want to watch it.
So if you go to a concert, you go to Blink-182 concert.
Yep.
You're not looking at the set list?
Will you look at the set list from the night before they play?
I will not.
Really?
I'm going to go, and I'm going to be surprised every next song. And I'm going to know them all, because it's Blink, but yeah.
Now, they don't always go in the same order.
No.
So you won't look at a set list?
I don't think I will. No, I know I won't.
Okay. I always look at the set
list. I do too. Now that you have the ability to do that, I also like going back and looking at set lists of shows that you were at, or maybe a show you weren't at, and see, you know, what they have on there and whatnot. So, no, I think it's good.
I have vivid memories of watching, you know, Chiefs playoff games with Tony Romo at the helm and him saying what's going to happen before it happens, be like, shut up.
Yeah. My mom, when she would buy a book, she'd read the last chapter and then start the book.
Whoa.
No idea why.
That's crazy.
Like a choose your own adventure book or like?
Nah, just like would be like, how does it end? And then she would read it to follow along. I was like, okay. I don't know why you're reading
maybe
the book.
Maybe it's easier. I know. I'm just trying to think out loud real fast. Maybe you read the end, you know what happened, so it makes the book better to understand as you're like going through it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Character development and all this. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you read the last chapter and you get the ending, does it really make sense if you haven't read the beginning and the middle?
Yeah, like, do you even know what you're reading? Yeah.
Oh, look at Alex. He is ready.
Is he? Is he ready? Mr. Excitement out there?
He's ready to go. He knows I'm talking about him, too.
What is he doing?
He just smiled from ear to ear and gave me a head nod.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
That's right.
That's good. It's what you want, Dusty. He's ready to. He's chomping at the bit. He'll be in a cheese blanket.
And side note, it's actually champing at the bit. I was corrected one time. That's right. Thanks, Coach. Is Dan Kilgore going to play? But I can tell you this. You can go do something nice for somebody today, tomorrow, and any day, because it simply could change their day, week, month, or year. It's cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe. Stay kind. For Bob Fesco, for Mac Morey, I'm Dusty Likens. This has been Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Cody and Gold for your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.